Trauma generates emotions. And unless we process these emotions, at the time the trauma occurs, they become stuck in our mind and body. Instead of healing from the wounding event, the trauma stays in our body as energy in our subconscious, affecting our life until we uncover it and process it out. Today, I'm going to show you some tools and techniques on how to deal and to heal past traumas as an adult. My name is Selena, and you are listening to Level Up with Selena, episode 8. The problem is that we don't give a meaning to emotions and let them go. As a child, we didn't learn to give a meaning to bad or negative emotions and let them go. And because emotions like anger and sadness are painful, this process doesn't happen automatically. We have to do it. We have to learn how to do it. Somebody has to teach us as a child to give meaning and reason to a negative feeling. As a child, this process is even more difficult, because what can feel like something really small to an adult can feel like a stab wound to a child and creates lasting damage. And then we carry these emotions and stab wounds with us into adulthood, and they affect our relationships. They affect our career, our happiness, our health. They affect everything. That is, until we process them and heal by feeling our feelings. We have to learn to feel our feelings. Now, why we don't always feel our feelings? Even the most loving parents can do real lasting damage to our children or to their children. Meaning well and really hating to see us hurt, our parents may have cost us some damage without meaning that and without trying to make us feel bad. Just because they didn't know how to feel their feelings. Think about it. When a child cries, I'm gonna look at myself as a mother. When my child cries, first thing I think about telling her is stop crying. Why are you crying? Stop crying. It's okay, it's gonna be fine. No, it's okay, it's gonna be fine, I'm gonna fix it, stop crying. I just want her to stop crying, but why? It's not okay. It's okay she starts crying, because the most important thing that moment that I should do as a parent is let her feel the feeling. Let her experience that sad feeling. Let her solve it. Because the truth is, feeling bad can be good for us. We needed to feel bad for a while and to think about why we felt the way we did. Either way, we did not learn how to feel our feelings productively. We didn't learn that emotions are temporary and fleeting, and that they have a predictable beginning, middle, and end, and that we will survive. When we don't learn how to feel our feelings, we may start think that all our emotions are terrifying. Because as children, we can't know the difference between feelings and ourselves. A child thinks he or she is her feelings. Children think they are their feelings. They don't know the difference between myself and the feeling. Think about it. I am sad. I am mad. I am happy. No, you feel sad. You feel mad. You feel happy. You are one and your feeling is one. It doesn't come together. It's not one situation. Now, if our feelings aren't treated as acceptable in a certain situation, we may decide that we aren't acceptable. Think about it. If you think you are one with your feeling and your feeling is not acceptable because feeling sad and crying in public and crying in front of people is not good because your parents didn't tell you so. I'm just looking at myself as a mother. If my child will start crying in front of a lot of people, I would say, stop crying, stop crying. Now, if I teach my children that that feeling is not acceptable and my child knows or believes that she is her feeling, she's gonna start thinking that she is not acceptable. Because children don't know the difference between their feelings and themselves. They think they are the feeling. You know what I'm getting here? Now, to heal from childhood traumas, we have to complete the process that should have begun decades ago, long time ago. When this trauma, when this incident happened. Now, I have this exercise that I'm going to show you, this technique that I'm going to show you, and you might want to grab a piece of paper and a pen to write this down. But the first time you try this exercise, I suggest you start with a small trauma, something really small that happened in the past that you still feel bad about. Because if you get along with this technique and you get used to this technique and this exercise, then we can move towards bigger traumas once you have mastered it, okay? Get a pen, get a piece of paper, and here we go. Now, this exercise contains 9 steps. You might want to write them down and try them later. First step. Ground it. For this process to work, you must be in your body and in the now. To begin, find a quiet place where you won't be disturbed. Sit comfortably with your eyes closed and take several deep breaths. In through your nose and out through your mouth. Try to bring your awareness into your body. Feel your body. You must be in the now. Don't think about future and don't think about the past. Just keep breathing, and now squeeze and release your muscles. Squeeze and release your muscles, and feel the heaviness in your arms. Let yourself feel connected to the ground under you. Imagine a stream of energy going all from your tailbone through your spine and all the way down to the center of the earth, and again and again. Once you feel that you are centered in your body, go to step 2. Recall it. Now, Think of a situation that you've been upset about recently. Find something that provoked a mild to strong emotional reaction, or that would have if you didn't feel emotionally numb. Review what happened in as much detail as possible. Review what happened. Imagine yourself back in that time and place. Experience it all again with your senses, with your ears and your eyes and your feelings. Try to feel those emotions again. Now, when emotions begin to arise, go to step 3. Sense it. Now continue breathing deeply and spend a moment in quiet relaxation. Then mentally scan your body for any sensations. Now all your emotions are gonna start and stir and bubble inside of you. Observe any physical response to your experience. Let everything go. Maybe you're gonna feel something burning, something tingling, something tight. Each of these sensations is a bit of information that you need to understand your past experience. So everything that you feel, let it bubble, let it come up. Explore these sensations. And try to describe them to yourself as in much detail as you can. Try to give them a name, what you're feeling at this moment. Try to describe it to yourself in detail. Now, once you've explored and described all of your physical reactions, you can move on to step 4. Name it. Associate an emotion with each of the sensations you feel. Is the tightness in your chest anxiety? Is the heat that you feel traveling up your arms anger? Like you have to try to associate any emotions that you feel with a sensation. So if you feel anything in your chest, like a feeling that you can't breathe, or a feeling of tightness, is it maybe anxiety? Or if you feel some heat in your arms, is it maybe anger? Now, before starting this exercise, you may want to print out a list of emotions, like so you can name them, like anger, feel, sadness, disgust, trust, maybe. You can find a list on the internet if you're not thinking about names and naming emotions. You can find lists on the internet so you can give a name to an emotion or a sensation that you feel. Once you've named your emotions, all of your emotions, you can go to step 5. Love it. As a part of a mindful approach to healing from trauma, we need to fully accept everything that we feel. Do this with every emotion you feel, especially the harder ones. You literally have to say, I love myself for feeling angry. I love myself for feeling sad. I love myself for feeling anxious. You need to fully accept everything that you feel, whether it's true to your mind this moment or not. Maybe this moment your mind is tricking you and telling you, no, it's not true. Just ignore it. say it anyways. I love myself for feeling angry. I love myself for feeling sad. I love myself for feeling anxious. Do this with every emotion you feel, especially the harder ones. Embrace your humanness and love yourself for it. You're a human. You are allowed to feel that way. And you should love yourself for feeling that way. You love yourself for it. And after you've accepted and loved yourself for each of your emotions, you can finally move to step 6. Step 6. Feel and experience it. Sit with your emotions and their sensations, letting the feelings percolate and flow. Don't try to change your emotions. Don't try to hide them. Just let them be. Observe them. Just observe them. Acknowledge and welcome any discomfort you feel, knowing it will be gone soon and it will help you to heal. So any negative discomfort feeling, just welcome it. Let your body respond the way it wants or needs to. Do not fight against it. Do not think. Just let everything go. Just let your body be what it wants to be. Respond how it wants to respond. If you feel the urge to cry, cry. It's okay. If you feel the need, you want to yell, just yell. Put your face in a pillow and yell, scream. If you need to punch something, just punch in the air or punch on a pillow. Just let your body react. Just let yourself express your emotions. Because expressing your emotions in a productive way is the key to getting them moving inside you and to fully process them. When you fully felt and experienced your emotions, you can move to step 7. Receive its message and wisdom. A sensation or an emotion is trying to tell you something. Listen to it. Do the sensations or emotions you're experiencing right now connect with one or more experiences in your past? Think about it. If you feel a connection between your emotions now and some experience in the past, that's good. Do they give you any insight into the trauma or a negative maybe belief about yourself? Right now, you might be thinking, no, I'm not feeling or I'm not getting anything, but ask yourself, if this feeling or emotion was going to tell you something, what would it be? What would this feeling tell you? If you still have trouble not feeling it, not getting it, please try to just free writing. Just a journal about what you feel and what you experiencing at the moment. And just write for a full 10 minutes without stopping, without thinking. Just write. Just go on. And when you think you've heard all the messages your emotions are trying to tell you, you can move to step 8. Share it. Now, if you feel comfortable sharing your reflections with someone else, do that. Otherwise, write them down on your own. You should see the journals that I have lying down in my house, full of emotions and just writing, just when I feel something, when I feel some urge emotions trying to come out, writing them is a real good process of processing your feelings. Describe exactly what happened when the wounding incident first occurred, how you reacted at that time, and what you've come to see about it now. Now, you can choose to talk about it to someone you trust or to write about it, because talking or writing about your experience and emotions is a very important step in healing. Writing letters to those who hurt you can be a very effective method for moving an emotional out of your system. Get it out of your system, write it down, but don't send them. Don't send those letters. It's write them down, and then once you've shared your emotions and feelings, you can go to step 9, the final step, let it go. Now you have write those letters, or you have shared this with someone. Now you have to visualize the energy your trauma took up inside you, leaving your body. Because believe it or not, the trauma that you had in the past took a lot of energy from you. And it's time to let it go. It has to stop consuming you. It has to stop eating you alive. And you, only you can do that by letting it go. And how do you do that? You really have to visualize, close your eyes, and you have to see like an energy. How does an energy look like? Maybe a light, give it whatever it is that you visualize. It's okay. I visualize energy as a very, very bright and blue light. You have to visualize it, that it's leaving your body, or the letter that you wrote. Maybe you could burn now, or maybe you could throw it in the sea, or maybe this is also a way of, you know, letting the energy leave your body. Like burn up the letter that you wrote, or burn up, or throw it in the ocean, or there's a lot of things. There's a lot of actions that you can take to let the energy finally leave your body. And you really have to try to visualize it. Because the process of healing emotional wounds can feel uncomfortable at first. All this that I've said can feel uncomfortable at first. But I promise you, it will be a very rewarding journey. The energy we currently spend on trauma will be released, and the space inside yourself that the trauma took up inside will be filled with new and more positive energy that can help you build a life that you love. So try to do those 9 steps, this exercise, with a small trauma first, and then you can move towards bigger traumas. Once you've mastered the exercise, it will be a very rewarding journey. You know, there is strength in weakness, because when you feel like giving up, you never do. You are strong. You are stronger than you know. The power is within you. Even if you cannot feel it or see it, it is there. Living in itself is a battle you have to win each and every day. And you're not alone. You are not alone. Don't give up, because I am counting on you. I love you. My name is Selena, and you are listening to Level Up with Selena, episode 8.